our friend and colleague of a number of years now, Tim Rifat, spelled R-I-F-A-T. Tim has another new book out about remote viewing. He's probably the most controversial writer in the field who talks about, describes, and reveals the processes and techniques of remote viewing for use by a lot of different folks. That means you and I. His newest book is called Remote Viewing and Sensing for Managers. And the brief summary of it from Vision Paperbacks in the UK, we're going to tell you how to get the book as well, says, in Remote Viewing and Sensing for Managers, Tim Rifat shows you stress management and with theta waves, how to develop a real-time outlook so you can process information as it happens, ways to improve your mental skills, and most importantly, how to enter your competitor's mindset in the art of business warfare. With more and more companies now investing thousands to learn PsyOps and remote viewing, this is a very inexpensive, very effective new way, this new book, to have the upper hand and know what your competitors are up to before they do it to you. So let's go over to England now and say hello to Tim. And first of all, Tim, congratulations on another book that's going to cause a lot of turmoil, I have a hunch.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Jeff.
You're welcome. Tell us about the book.
I wanted to write a book that would be useful to American businesses because you just haven't caught up with the 9/11 change in America. American business is still going along the same old lines as if there isn't a war on terror and things can't change overnight. And we see the resulting catastrophe in the economy with Enron and various other...
Well, we lost over here, Tim. I think the market lost about an aggregate of $5 or $6 trillion in wealth, much of it owned by Mr. and Mrs. America.
Exactly.
So you're on the money there. Now, what is the difference between European, Euro, or even UK business practices since 9/11 and the American way of doing business, which you had just stated is pretty much the same old story? What's the difference?
Nothing whatsoever. They're all blithely going along, spending in the UK $2 billion on management consultants, and in America it must be, what, $20 billion or some...
Oh, who knows? Who's counting, right? Yeah.
Some huge number. Yeah. And we've got the most pathetic, useless business managers, CEOs going. I mean, British Airways has just lost $60 million because their check-in staff went on strike. The... UK public house owners have just lost about $20 billion on endowment mortgages, which are tied up to the stock exchange.
So you're saying, Tim, is there's nothing different on either side. Nobody seems to have learned much of anything.
No, and what I'm wishing to address is that if they don't address it, the middle class in the West will shrink rapidly, which isn't good for democracy, which isn't good for business.
Well, it already is, but you're right.
Which isn't good for the free flow of money.
No, not at all.
So the book addresses is ways of helping business people, that's people who have their own businesses, either small or large, to use military methods and PsyOps, which isn't available to anyone outside of Black Ops, to jump into the next stage of management, which will enable them to survive in a world where terrorist acts, for example, suitcase nukes or September the 9th, North Korea is going to detonate a nuclear weapon and America is threatening war, etc., etc. It's a textbook for any business person or investor who wishes to survive the coming century. And within the book are, for the first time, the protocols of scanning, which are military ESP protocols for being able to sense what another person's feeling, intuit their emotions, and then with practice to be able to scan them so that you can actually psychically interrogate them and find out what's on their mind, what their secrets are. So for a salesperson who wants to complete the sale, It's invaluable for a CEO who wants to know what the competitors are doing. It's invaluable. And for an investor in the stock market, it's a must-have. And that's just the start of the book. It then describes how to use this remote sensing technology in every aspect of business, from strategic planning down to how to deal with staff, something that British Airways had no idea how to do. And strategic planning is something that no CEO in the world has any idea what to do, because if they had any idea, they'd be hiring remote viewers who could actually tell them in the short term what was going to happen in the future. So
now, I might hasten to add that some corporations are in fact hiring remote viewers, very few, but that is a tool now being used. Of course, we know that billions and billions have been spent on what we can politely call industrial espionage, I guess, over the last several decades, people spying on their competitors and so forth. There's a lot of that going on. Former government intelligence agents are in demand for that. But what you're offering here is something that one person can do, and as I've done so many programs over the years on remote viewing, certainly Joe McMonagle has as good a track record as any we know of, and Joe, in the 70 to 80% success range, brings up the question of, even if the issues you offer in the book, Tim, are able to be used by people to a 50% success rate, or even a 33% success rate, they're still going to be way ahead of the game, aren't they?
Most certainly. And if you're an investor in the stock market, those sort of gains are going to make the small investor, and I mean anyone who's got under 100
sure.
million is a small
sure.
investor, will make them able to survive the war on terror, where any events can happen at any time and they can lose a large portion of their net worth almost overnight. So it's
sure.
a must-have in a world where you just don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. In the past, we were sure that things were going to go along nice and quietly, and tomorrow would be much the same as today. So management consultants who just came out with common sense and wore Armani suits and charged you the earth probably didn't do any great harm. And investment advisors and analysts who didn't really know what they were doing but mm-hmm. weren't complete fools weren't too bad. But now you actually need the next generation technology just to survive. And anyone who doesn't will be going from being rich to middle class to the poorhouse very rapidly if things go belly up. We have a rather nasty terrorist incident which causes the stock market to go into free fall. Or we have a war with North Korea and a local nuclear war which will cause the market to go into free fall. So it's a must-have, this technology, for anyone who's in business and wishes to, as I say, keep their wealth, not even make any more money, but just actually mm-hmm. keep what they've got at present.
What is it about your book that's different, Tim, than many of the remote viewing courses, which all really have different approaches that are being sold and marketed here in the United States, for an example? What's in your book, Remote Viewing for Sensing Issues, that is different?
What's different is I'm the only expert in the field who hasn't worked for the DIA or CIA, and the agency told me many moons ago that they only give 1% of their findings, which was about a decade ago, to the public, because they could block them out. And so what I've done is to give in this book the protocols for military scanning, which is not remote viewing, which is looking at what, for example, your competitor's office looks like, or mm-hmm. The inside of his building looks like. It's actually mm-hmm. the techniques to go into the mind of your competitor and actually find out what they know, what they are working on, what's secrets they've got which they don't want other people to know about, and also what things they fear the competition might be.
How, Tim, have you come up with this data, having not been on the inside working for these agencies you mentioned? How did you come up with the actual protocols?
I went the path of the Russians, and the Americans and Russians differed. The Americans try something, it doesn't work, they give up. And if it does work, they throw lots of money at it. The Russians look at the science and say, this is what the science should do. And so they try to find out how it works first, and they keep on researching and researching till they know the science behind it. Then repeat trying to do the thing till it happens. So like learning a bike or swimming, if they fail first of all, they don't stop. They just keep on and on and on and on and on and on until they actually find out how to do it, how it works, and actually achieve it. So
okay, very good. Is the technique of scanning, Tim, as you instruct in the book, a simple one, or does it require a lot of discipline? How does it work? I remember the late, wonderful Bebe Jaegers used to be on the program often, and she would say, just sit down and do it. You know, it's not that hard to do. We used to have remote viewing sessions on the program, and she'd put something on her table, and a wonderful lady, she's passed on now, but she would recommend that remote viewing was just something you just did.
Yeah, it's remote viewing can be done by any member of the public, and the protocols given in the States are very good, but for remote sensing, you need much more disciplined approach, because it's actually scanning the mind of someone. So you need not stages 1 to 6, but stages 1 to 1,000 or something. So you need it actually outlined in the book stage by stage. So first of all, you learn how to use the gut feeling and make it correct. So you get an emotional overlay of what the person's feeling.
But first of all, Tim, as in remote viewing, remote sensing, I'm sure requires the suspension of ego.
Not really. It requires to get into the theta state, which is that dreaming state. So you have to use the
four. Yeah, there. Let me just explain. He said the theta state, theta. The mind has four basic stages of activity. Beta, which is what we're in now. Alpha, which is a deep state of relaxation. Theta is a dream state. And then delta is, boy, you're really out of it. Way down there. So, okay, we get into the theta state. Scanning. Do you need a picture of the person you're trying to take a look at?
You need to just know their position in the firm or the organization, and that's more than enough. So
that's
you
it.
Just yeah. So any head or the department, you know what the department is. Then you get into the theta state. So you've got to use this powerful stress management system, which is, say, using auto visualization on the brain, similar to Dr. Carl Simonton when he used auto-visualization in cancer patients to boost their immune system. So you visualize the brain centers which make you highly stressed, and then switch them down, rather like a dimmer switch to put you in the theta state, and then you overlay your energy body over the person you wish to scan. And the energy body around us is a biophysical field which naturally picks up thought forms, means, ideas, because what I've discovered and the Russians have discovered is that ideas are actually thought forms, or little packets of energy,
okay.
And they stick to biophysical fields. So our biophysical field can overlay another person, and rather like a sponge, we can soak up ideas, emotions, going through their biophysical field, and then when the biophysical field comes back to our brain, we can become consciously aware of ideas and emotions which are going through the head of the person we wish to scan. So it's just basically as simple as that. We just allow our biophysical field to drift from our body to the person who wishes to be scanned, program it just to soak up ideas, means that are going through that person,
mm-hmm.
and then train our brain to allow those thoughts and ideas to come into our head. So it's at first scrambled and a bit diffuse, but given time, one can have a coherent interrogation program where one can actually speak to their mind and they think they're actually speaking to themselves. So it's, once you're trained in it, it's very, very useful, and you can take any secret you wish out of anybody.
Yes, tell me more about the book.
We've got The Art of War and Business, which is using Pentagon management doctrine, real-time management, C3I, which is command, communication, control and intelligence, and leadership qualities, skills, etc., and how to implement them in a business. So for the first time, American business can actually catch up with your military in terms of management skills, in that American business is very, very poor, but the American military, in terms of organizing a huge organization, is very, very good at what it does. So anyone who buys the book will be able to catch up and bring their business up to the highest standard which is shown by the US military. Also, the last chapter covers how to use remote sensing in the investment field to actually inside trade, so you can get into the minds of the people who control the stock markets, the people the Russians say are worth $100 trillion. And these people, of course, never lose in the market because they own basically everything. It's only the small investor, I mean anyone who's got under 100 million, who is losing money. So if you can get into their minds, remotely sense them, you can actually make money no matter what happens, because you know, as they know, what's going to happen. Because as we well know, every event in the world is controlled by this super-rich elite. And then there's also the protocols for remotely influencing the elite to enable your stocks to go up or down depending upon how you influence these market makers. And finally, for the first time, are the protocols for stealing technology from the future. So people like Lockheed Martin or Boeing, who are, as I say, not very friendly at the moment, can steal technology from the future and develop anti-gravity for the public and various other technologies which will exist, as I say, in the short few years in the future. And so this is something that most businesses will find quite interesting.
Have you taken any heat for putting what you have in the book?
Yeah, I've got a whole department of MI5, which is Britain's internal security, camps in Brighton at the moment because the book basically destroys national security, so they're not very happy.
Well, what have they said to you directly? Anything?
They used to talk to me directly and threaten, but now they just have, as I say, used high-power microwaves to make me die of natural causes, but I'm also the world's leading expert on microwave weapons outside of the military, so that hasn't succeeded either. But
well, you have your own defenses.
Yeah, as I say, and I've got the money to build
countermeasures. So
yeah. So as I say, they're very, very unhappy because the book basically ends all secrecy. So unless you've got anti-scanning protocols, which they don't have, everyone's mind is an open book. So, as I say, I'm not very popular with the intelligence community.
Assuming that there is material in some of the UK leadership that is worth going after, you can do that too.
Most certainly. Any secrets in anybody, you can actually take off them. So if you're good enough, let us say, not everyone is going to be of that high standard.
Sure.
Because we go back to the difference between American and the Russian. The Americans are the hares and the Russians are the tortoises. The Lynn Buchanans and the Monnings of the world hare along and could do outstanding things, but the Russians can't. But they're tortoises, they never stop. So eventually, after destroying the Soviet Union, as Lynn Buchanan and Joe McMoneagle said remotely influencing Gorbachev to dismantle it, they slow down a bit or have a rest, and the Russians, meanwhile, knowing that this has happened, keep on plodding, and eventually the tortoise overtakes the hare, and they get to the point where they're better at it than the U.S. Remote influencers who dismantled the Soviet Union. And I've had feedback from the Russians saying they so hated the Soviet bastards that they knew it was happening and actually helped.
The old regime.
The old regime, yeah.
All right. How much remote viewing is still being used? We all remember Robert Gates' public statements about how the program here was being dismantled because it just didn't work well enough and so on and so forth. I don't know anybody who believed that, but that's what the public posture was, of course, and we've had so many programs over the years since then, which would suggest that there was a lot going on that certainly even the former military remote viewers that I've talked to won't talk about, for obvious reasons. So how much is going on, Tim?
The agency told me that that was just window dressing, and because it started to become effective, they did what they did with anti-gravity, which is put it out in the public domain, give out protocols which work but don't work very well, and then people get bored of it. So if you want to hide something, you hide it out in the open. Meanwhile, the Black Ops Pentagon fund new research into brain implants to put people into theater immediately, so that they can have almost picture-perfect remote viewing capability. And so they've got teams of these implanted people, which they use now at Menwith Hill over here and at Fort Meade. And it's all NSA facilities. So that's their next generation remote viewers.
When you say implanted people, be more specific.
Well, if you plant an implant into the brain which puts them into theta instantly, and you build a part of the mental psyche of the person to accept that, then you can actually get someone who's in deep hypnotic state, but actually can function in a split personality, and you can actually then get picture-perfect remote viewing. And then if you upload that via this neural interfaces, which the military have got, you can actually stick it onto a Lee screen.
And store it in a hard drive.
And store it in a hard drive, yeah. Mm-hmm. What the Pentagon boys didn't realize, because they got so fixated on their picture-perfect remote viewing, was that other countries, who shall remain nameless, can actually put pictures into the minds of these next-generation remote viewers, which don't actually exist. Or you can haze it. So, for example, if you look for Saddam Hussein with your Pentagon remote viewers, they can't actually see him, because every time they look for him, you implant in the brain of these American remote viewers that he's invisible.
Who is doing the implanting in the minds of the American remote viewers to make them reflexively come back with invisible? Who's doing that?
Well, almost any country in the world outside of America and Britain, because you're not very popular in Europe for the war in Iraq. The French hate you. The Chinese have got massive oil refining in Iran. Most of the oil from Iran goes to China. Russia had, billions worth of oil fields in Iraq.
Well, the Iraqis owed them $12 billion.
Exactly. The Germans were supplying billions worth of equipment to the Iraq. It goes on and on and on. You know, take your pick. But
okay, you mentioned the Chinese.
Yeah.
Anything more? Now, the last I heard, 3-4 years ago, maybe even longer, the Chinese were apparently scouring much of the countryside looking for people who had demonstrable psi ability, even without any training. And they believe, apparently, the approach was that there may be something to be said for strength in numbers. In other words, 200 people able to remote sense one target. We'll come back with a lot more data. And then we have, of course, the potential of remote influencing that remote viewers sometimes talk about. Now, if you have 200 people focused on one subject, trying to remotely influence that subject or thing, the Chinese seem to believe that there is a much better chance of having something happen when you have more people involved. Do you have anything further on that?
Yeah, the Russian KGB gave the Chinese most of their psi warfare secrets, which were very, very detailed during perestroika and during katastroika, which the Russians call it, when Yeltsin was around and the whole of Russia collapsed, basically. They gave the Chinese, or sold the Chinese, the rest of this technology. So now the Chinese have got, because remember the KGB spent $500 million a year in the 80s on this technology. That's according to an American author. And the Chinese then have developed this technology en masse and are into using their internet. You know, they've got a closed internet in China. To actually entrain psychic people, not 200 like you're saying, but 200,000
They went for big numbers, I know. I just threw 200 out there as
And they got, they got the technology from Russia, how to entrain thousands and thousands of psychics via the internet so that all their bodily functions are entrained together, their biophysical fields meld, so you can then use group remote influencing to then target, for example, any person. So you can imagine you've got thousands and thousands of powerful Chinese psychics, because remember China has a history of psychic phenomena, if you look in the history, and you entrain them via the internet, and then you focus them on one target, and I don't know any target in the world who could actually stand up to that many people focused on that person, scanning them or influencing them. So this is basically the technology of the future, where you get to the heads, because remember the West is top-heavy. You've got a few people who own everything, so if you, and a few people who control everything. No matter what the talking heads say, the true nature of the West is you've got a few people who are worth $100 trillion, and they own everything, and they tell the politicians, the military, what to do. So if you get to those few people, you control the West. It makes perfect sense for the Chinese, who aren't stupid, to use this Russian technology, which they were given after the fall of the Soviet Union, and use numbers via the internet, or they can actually have them grouped together in large underground complexes, all working together to remotely influence these few people, because that's the nature of the West. So that's psychotronics, as used by the Chinese, and you might begin to understand now why the Americans haven't found Saddam Hussein. Not blaming it on the Chinese, of course, but if you use that technology, you can see how you can haze.
Oh, yeah, let's, lest we forget, neither have the Americans been able to find another fellow who used to be the most wanted. Yeah, remember him? What's his name?
He was going to be the new Hitler.
They're all the new Hitler.
Except he hasn't got a military. That's the problem.
A few
mujahideen, and he's going to be the new Hitler. I don't think so.
Just a little bit of a defect in that picture. But no, they weren't able to find that guy either.
No. And one can always blame foreign remote influences, remote sensors, for blocking out American remote viewing. But what's more interesting is you can actually, which I prefer, is rebroadcasting images into the heads of remote viewers so they only see the picture you want to see. So you put them into a matrix where they see the real world except the bits you don't want them to see. So
I remember someone, and I've forgotten who, on this program, an accomplished military remote viewer, ostensibly retired here in the States, telling me about going over and getting into the heads of some of the former Soviet remote viewers and describing how the remote viewers there realized that they had been psychically penetrated and someone else was in their space.
Yeah.
And the shock and anger that came back from that. It was quite a story. And this is going back, of course, 10, 15 years ago.
Most certainly. And Gorbachev, and the Russians agree that Gorbachev was remotely influenced, and His actions were controlled by the Americans, and he dismantled the Soviet Union because of American remote influencing.
How much of the information given out by many people teaching remote viewing here is, in your estimation, state-of-the-art?
There's no state-of-the-art given in America because they're all CIA, DIAX, sorry. And why would they give information which could damage national security or in any way enable Americans or foreign nationals to have the capability to get any information which was of any value? It is not the name of the game. It's only people like myself who are, I used to be called a wild card by the CIA. Now I've been upgraded to a radical. So it's only people like myself who have no stake in the intelligence community and just want to give the information out that will supply you with the protocols which actually work. So in America, as the CIA told me, they only give Americans remote viewing technology which they can block. I'm not saying it doesn't work, but I'm just saying they give Americans remote viewing protocols which the CIA, NSA, naval intelligence, etc., can block out. And anything that couldn't be blocked out, you will not see people like CIA, DIAX people giving, because as I say, they're patriots and it's not in their nature to damage them. My viewpoint is, unless America protects its middle classes and gives them a helping hand upwards and allows them to take some of this $100 trillion off the super elite, you'll have no middle classes in America in 30 years' time.
Well, I agree with you. The middle class is on the way out over here.
And that's what America needs. It needs a large middle class to keep it American.